talk.
Real talk.
Sometimes I cast my mind back, painting shells. Stars can never shine without the darkness. Private scene is judge a public scene up for the same sense. You can't lose if you don't wanna play. I know you heard, you can't win if you don't wanna play. Said the fiery holy scriptures, fuck who could say. In your body there are two masters, your heart and your brain. Sometimes your face can make you look stupid until it starts to rain. Nobody hides than a mother who's trying to be strong for a kid. It's fate, the ultimate thing in a man's life. Then I'ma call out to some bros, so we pass blunts. Meditation on the highway and elevating on our lives. Cause most religion is taming us with more lies. If my fate could be written in the book, that'll be empty. There's no word that could describe my pain in this evil world we live in. You standing here today, you ending up 6 feet. Real life.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have to talk much. Like, I'm really emotional with this. Like, this song speaks to my soul. Like, this song. My name is The General, as you already know. Thank you so much for yet another episode and staying with us on this episode. As we always promised you, we are bringing you finest interviews from the best. This guy is just, I don't know who I could compare with him. Whose style is that? But he has his own style. He speaks with your soul. And without much ado, I'm really honored to interview this guy. This guy is gonna be big. Like big. A superstar in the making. Ladies and gentlemen, this is OJ07. Your brother.
Bless up.
Young King. What's up?
I did fam.
Charlie. It's been a minute, you know.
Bro.
It's really been a while. I'm really happy to have you here because anytime I listen to your music, I want to understand certain things because, come on, your music speaks to my soul, like, damn. And yes. I know any other person listening to this now, who started with the interview, will know how it feels like. A lot of people have their definition for music.
Bless.
But talk about music. What music means to you?
Music is more spiritual. You get it. To me, I take music like personally. I take it to heart because music doesn't come like that. It comes in like so many aspects where it could come from your hustle or what you see, what you hear, and what you think about. You get it. So I always say music is more spiritual stuff. I talk to people and then I get inspiration from people and what people go through, how people actually make it in life and stuff. You get it. So yeah, music is a whole vibe to me. It's more spiritual to me. Yeah.
You started music at some point of your life.
Yeah,
where
sure.
You realized that this is what I want to do,
yeah.
And this is what I was born with, or this is what I was called for.
Yeah.
Who would you say inspires your music? Who would you center your music around? Who inspires your music?
Okay. I would say in everything I put God first, because to what inspires me from music, most of the time it's from like stuff I've been through, stuff my brother's been through, stories I hear, things I see with my eye. So I would say I'm inspired with like things I see and things that happens to me. You
but
get
what artists has inspired your music? Is it from reggae, Jenna?
Yeah, kind of Bob Marley. Cause with me, when I was like coming up, like doing music, my dad used to play Bob Marley music most of the time. He tells me he'll be taking me to Jamaica to do music. Okay, you get it? So I learned like a whole lot from Bob Marley, how he brings that information through music and raise your spirit high. You get to put you on certain feeling, like certain states where you could redeem from it. You get to. So I'll say Bob Marley, Omar Sterling, Sobe, Emoze, Rap Jazzy, Young Jam. These are people who actually inspire me more and more times, like when it comes to music.
Bob Marley, when you say Bob Marley, Bob Marley is really big.
Yeah,
you know, bro. Bob Marley is big.
Big time.
And we wouldn't compare you to Bob Marley, but we would say your music speaks to people. That was the same thing Bob Marley's music was like. It was something that speaks to the minds and souls of people.
Yeah.
And that says a lot. Whenever I listen to your music, Lord Take Charge, the one you just performed.
Yeah, sure.
That music, I don't know, but it makes me emotional because once you talk about no one hides like than a mother
who's trying to be strong for a kid.
Who's trying to be strong for a kid. This is real life.
Yeah, real life. Yeah.
And whenever you start your music, you go by saying this is real life.
Yeah, real life. Because you see, that's what I was saying. I put myself in my music. Because most of the stuff I talk about, it's more about me. Stuff I've been through. You get it? Because I grew up with my mom and my grandma. Grew up some side with my dad. You get it? It was like a whole feeling. But then, you get it? We live and we learn. And then we know with time, resource takes like. Results take time, so that's what I can say for
I time. Don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but like my eyes are filled with tears, like
whenever
he's a brother I've known for so long.
Yeah.
And whenever I hear this music, it speaks to me so much because this interview is not about me.
Yeah.
But this music speaks to where I come from. My mom, her struggles and damn, I've seen you young brother, like I've seen you, young blood, like I've seen you, I've seen your struggle, I've seen your pain. So walk us through your journey. How has it been for you, like your with your family, how you grew up and how you've turned out to be?
Okay, with me, I would say I grew up in my grandma. Sometimes I used to go to my mom and my dad's.
Is grandma still alive?
Yeah, my grandma is still alive.
Yeah.
Big ups to her everywhere she did.
Yeah.
You get here. Yeah. So I would say with my grandma, I grew up with my grandma, I saw so many things happening in the family where with me, I didn't even know music would be something I'll be doing. I used to go to places and listen to music and then the next day I'll be singing the same thing. You get it? I used to sing with women and a whole lot, you get it? So with my life, right, like from what you're saying right now, with my life, it's a very long journey and then it's been really tough, but then so far as you have life, you have hope, and so far as you believe in God, your faith, anytime, anywhere, there's God.
Has it always been easy with you trying to do music?
I would say, okay, with music.
What are some of the struggles? Like, how hard is it for you to even get a recording studio?
I used to call Sobi every night and we talk about ourselves and I always tell him it's on you. Where
Sobi previously came on the interview. Okay.
Yeah. So I used to talk Sobi every night. We still talk every day, every night, and then I tell him it's always on you. Regardless where you find yourself, just believe in your hustle. Believe in your struggle. Just go hard, 100, anytime. Cause It took like 3 to 4 years for me to like start recording with Young Jem. He's me, my producer. He always put me on anytime. So I used to also be with time. I'll definitely get a studio where I record. So I used to write more.
You just keep writing.
The music. You get it. Jem used to send me beats every day. Like maybe every week he send me like 2 or 3 beats. I write the songs and put it down because I knew that a time would come where I'll be recording all the songs. You get it. So yeah, It took a while, but you know, you always hold faith anytime, anywhere. Yeah.
This is really, really hard.
Yeah,
but let's talk about your EP, your upcoming EP.
Yeah.
I know you have an upcoming EP which you've entitled Respect Goes
it's a
Long
Way. Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Respect Goes a Long Way. It comes from like it came from one artist called Jay Stone. I was listening to him and then he said that line, I was like, respect goes a long way. That line is very deep.
It's really deep.
So I thought about it, I was like, no. Then my first EP, that would be the title of the,
Respect Goes a Long Way.
It comes like, me and my homies, like my brothers I started with, my brothers who actually hold me down now. So like, wherever we are getting to, I always respect them, like big up them or SNG, Soul Nation Gang, big up KP Records, big up Young Jem, and any homie we are known. Like you get it.
please, if your name is not mentioned, please forgive us. Sometimes when it's on an interview session, we might not get your names.
The SNG, but when I say SNG, Soul Nation Gang, they know, like from Penio, Sobi, KT, Mose, Sabali, Junfira, you know, my whole family, you get it. K Lighter, J So God, you know, like bunch of homies, like they support me 100.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They support me 100.
So you are going to perform one of your EPs.
Yeah.
Your EPs, you see, whenever you tell me about the title of the EP, the EP, just give me some of the titles of the EP.
That's Respect Goes a Long Way. That's in the track titles.
Yeah.
It's first track is Respect Goes a Long Way, Pretty Girl, In Control, All Eyes on Me,
Sacrifices,
then One Trap.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
So ladies and gentlemen, this is OJ07.
Real life, man.
You see, I've been emotional throughout this session because it's been back and forth. It's been really tough going back and forth trying to record, begging people for studio session times, and it's crazy out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Does social media get to you?
Not really. I'm not okay. All it is, social media is kind of I see it as a place. It's a different world. It's up to you. Whatever happens there is up to you. Whether you take it or not, cause
see people leaving flashy lights.
Yeah, you get it. Cause some rock will just take. It go some rock just go feed by time like 5 CD just. Come on, like, just push whatever he or she wants. So you get it. So I would say, with me, now I see social media to be a place where we promote our music. You get it. I always want to do my music such a way or promote my music such a way. Anyone who gets like my music on social media, I guess you be like, yo, it could heal you whatever you are going through. I just
want to speak to the souls of others.
Yeah, so when it comes to social media, I just promote myself, my music, mainly.
Your music. You just don't care about whatever is going on. Just to help somebody, that's all you...
We just the do-am.
That's right.
We just the do-am.
That's right.
But if you talk a day.
Like, that's
at the end of the day, I make sure my lyrics is actually saying something. Like, saying something that will help you. Whether jam or, like, real life, I just the do-am. You fulfill them, like you fool them and be like, yo, where this guy from? You get it. So like Respect Goes a Long Way, it's me and my brothers.
Speaking
you get it, yeah. So
brothers.
like real life, when you actually listen to like the EP coming, you get the vibe.
You get the vibe.
You understand where I'm from.
You get the vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long session. We've been talking about his EP, his upcoming EP. Respect goes a long way. Wow.
Yeah.
Respect really goes a long way. Like wow.
Yeah.
This EP, I can't wait to get to hear the EP.
Oh, it's ready. Yeah, it's ready. Probably next month, ending of next month or something, like the EP be ready. Like just talking to my
please,
team.
Please, fans of OJ07.
Yeah.
And fans of The Generous World.
Bless.
Please, let's support this young artist.
Yeah.
He's really pushing in a lot, putting in a lot. Whenever you hear his music, the music speaks to your soul and the music speaks to your mind. So let's support a young brother. And thank you so much for coming.
Yeah,
OJ, I really appreciate, brother.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate.
I feel you too, because, you know, this is my first interview, being an artist. And then you and I, we've been doing some things, like, behind. You get it? And I respect you. Long. I really respect you.
Bless
and then I'm very happy you're the first person to actually interview me, because I want to be one of the greatest artists you've ever seen in your life.
I believe that.
And I
believe
respect
that.
You too, bro.
That's
blessings,
that's,
fam. Yeah.
I believe
my name
that.
My name is OJ07.
OJ07. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you
OJ07.
And this is the end of our session. But before we go, he's going to perform one song from the EP.
Yeah.
This is exclusive only on The Generous World. It has never been aired anywhere.
Yeah.
This is exclusive. Only on The Generous World. And you know how we do it. We told you we'll bring you the finest of entertainment, inspiration, and education. We put it all together and we bring it packaged to you. So, ladies and gentlemen, stay glued to your seats. while we go through the EP. One song from the EP. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, The General, and we up Engengen.
All right, bless up.